السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome back to Radio Islam International on this Thursday evening, 6th May time. Right now is 6:03 with myself, Suhaib Lasania, and the course master, none other than Mulana Muhammad Kara, on All for One school course. This is the weekly finals between the two schools. We have Crescent Girl High School, Amara Balua, and then we have Ehsan Girls College, Husna Mulla. These are the two participants, today being the last day of the weekly finals. And from there, these two schools will decide who's going to go to the overall finals, which will take place the night before Eid. So let me welcome my co-host and mentor, Mulana Muhammad Kara. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Team, what do you say, Saab? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and our Radio Islam listeners. Well, Saib, mashallah, we're coming now to the last few days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And like you said, we have Crescent Girls High School tonight. Amara Balua is the contestant. Ehsan's Girls College, Husna Mulla, is a contestant. And both teams are sitting on 15 points. It's going to get very interesting tonight, inshallah.
Yes, indeed. It will be very interesting and see who will be qualified and will move on to the next stage. Brother Muhammad Kara, do you have a twin brother? Yesterday I was listening to you. You were sounding so pious, super pious. And then you have the other side of yourself also. So yesterday we had no cause and you were giving some nasir and advice regarding the odd nights and big nights. So was it you or it was your twin brother?
Manana, some people told me I sound very pious. Astaghfirullah. Mali Saib Saab, you know what?
Yeah.
Apologies for that, and our pipes are a little bit blocked today. Haji boy is smiling on the other side, mashallah. Shuaib Haji, Hafez Shuaib Haji. And he was talking about his roads has been very hard this last few days. Yeah, so we suggested to him, you know what, keep half from tomorrow. Haji boy, half past 12, you break your first roza. Half an hour you got to play, then at 1 o'clock you start your second one, okay? Allah make it easy for us. So, Mali Saib, are we ready for the contest?
Yes. Now
just very quickly, I came across something interesting, Mali Saib. You know, it was a rare occurrence. It's on our website as well. It was, in fact, shocking. A Mali woman gives birth to 9 babies.
Subhanallah.
And I don't know if you heard about this. It's a rare occurrence. This Malian woman gave birth to 9 babies. Alhamdulillah, they are doing quite well. Just a question to you. What do you call a person, a woman, or what do you call 9 babies?
Children.
Okay, no, besides children.
I don't know.
You're going to say small children. Okay. Homework for you, Mali Saib Saab. 9 babies, what are they called? Okay, my friend.
Okay.
We are all learning. Jazakallah. Let's welcome our contestant, Amara Balua. Amara from the Crescent Girls High School. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah for contesting and we wish you all the luck. You from, originally from Bulawayo?
No, Botswana.
Oh, so I was quite close, eh? Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Botswana, Amara?
Lobatse.
Oh, Lobatse, okay, mashallah. Because I saw your surname is Baluwana, so I thought maybe you from from where?
Botswana.
Okay, Botswana. Okay, not from Bulawayo. Okay, and not from Balochistan also. Amara, jazakallah. And let's welcome our second contestant, Husna Mulla, Ehsan's Girls College. Husna, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to you. Husna, are you there, sister? All right, anyway, let's start with our first contestant. We're trying to get hold of the second contestant. Okay, both teams, remember, are sitting on 15 points. Tonight is the finals of the third week. All right, Amara, here we go, sister. Are you ready?
Yes.
So what made you make hijrat from Lobatse to Durban?
For my education purposes.
So in Gauteng also we have education, sister. Education is not only found in Durban. Gauteng is quite high as well, northwest as well. Sorry?
Yes.
We also quite, you know, we also have education in Gauteng.
Gauteng?
Yeah. Why you went all the way to Durban? You say for education. Okay. All the luck. Allah increase you in ilm and knowledge. And for all of us, Ameen. Amara, here we go. You got to answer the questions within 8 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Even if you don't know the answer, just say something within 8 seconds. It might just be correct. Here we go. First question. Who sparked or who founded the effort of Tabligh in India in the 1920s?
Muhammad Ilyas Kandlawi.
Sorry?
Muhammad Ilyas Kandlawi.
Okay, it was Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Kandalawi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi revived the effort work of the Anbiya Alayhi Salat Was Salam in India. I think that it was in the year 1926, Maulana Sahib Sahib. Jazakallah for that. 1 point, sister. Okay. Question number two, true or false? The Ikhwan al-Muslimin was established by Hassan al-Banna.
True.
True, mashallah. 2 points coming up. Sorry, 1 point coming up your way. Excellent. Third question, sister. In which year was Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Kandalawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi born?
1906. He was born in 1906.
All right, don't shout me. One more try, sister.
That's all.
That's all. Okay, so the answer is incorrect, Malisa. So it was in fact 1885. Talking about Jamaat work, Malisa Shaykh Sahib, may I ask you, my brother, when last did you spend time in Jamaat? Because every time for the last 20 years I ask you, said, God, I got an intention. I mean, there is a limit to your intention also. It's been over 20 years.
I wasn't even born 20 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, like, you know, Wali Daya, every time, you know, once upon a time, he used to go in Jamaat in December, Wali Sahib. But the last 4 or 5 years, every time we ask him, he says, no, my wife is due. My wife is due. You know, so every time his wife is due in December. Yeah, gee. Okay, sister, are you ready? Amara?
Gee.
Fourth question. The answer is 1885. Okay, Ben?
Gee.
Okay. Not 1906, like you said. Possibly 1906, Lobatse was founded. Question number four. At the age of 16, where was Sheikh Taqiyuddin, the founder of Hizb ut-Tahrir, sent to study?
At Al-Azhar University.
Mashallah, correct answer. Mashallah, that is another point to you. Fifth question. Here we go, sister. Last question. You have so far 1, 2, 3 points. Okay. Where was the founder of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Sheikh Taqiyuddin, born? A. Egypt. B. Palestine. Or C. Syria?
He was born in Palestine.
He was born in Palestine, mashallah. So the answer is correct. She's got 4 out of 6, Molly Swaib.
Gee, just one question. That question 3, she got it incorrect. But besides it, mashallah, she done very well.
She done very, very well, sister Ammana Bunawa. Originally from Lobatse. And mashallah, like you say, Malik Sahib, I've just said one question. In which year was Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib born? Not 1906, it was 1885. Okay.
Gee.
You've done very well, Amara.
Jazakallah.
Ameen. Okay, we're going to get back to you, inshallah, in a bit or two. Jazakum Allah. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Line number two, Maulana Sahib Sahib, my best friend will ask the contestant the questions. Malik Sahib Sahib, over to you. And Husna Abdullah is the contestant.
With so much respect and adab now, you're calling my name just because you want something from me. Someone sent a message now, Maulana Muhammad Kara. They said I must inform Maulana Kara, for Maulana Kara's information, 9 babies are called non-uplets.
Non-uplets.
10?
Non-uplets, sorry. 9 babies born together are called non-uplets. MashaAllah, that is correct.
Gee, so I did my homework.
Think we can get close to that, Sohib Ali Khan?
At your age.
All right, let's continue. Second contestant, Mali Swaib, over to you, my friend.
Husna Mullah, are you there?
Yes, assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Are you ready for the competition?
Yeah.
Let's start. Question one. Who
you sound very tired, sister. You okay, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. All of the luck.
Jazakallah.
Ameen.
Ji, Husna, who led the janaza salah of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Kandalawi rahmatullahi alayh?
His nephew, Muhammad
Zakaria. MashaAllah, the author of Fazail Amal, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria.
Sheikh al-Hadith, Qutub al-Aqtab, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib rahmatullahi alayh, and Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith is also the nephew of Maulana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi alayh. great akabirin, great bazrugani thi, Mali Swaib.
Indeed, mashallah. So that's one point for you, Husna. Let's move on to question two, true or false. There were six basic principles of the Ikhwanul Muslimun movement. What is it, true or false?
True.
Okay. You say true, sister.
No,
you said true. So, we would like to know from you, sister, what were the basic principles of the Ikhwanul Muslimin movement? You tell us, sister. I'm quite curious to know.
Understanding, al-ikhlas, sincerity, al-amal, action, jihad, al-sabli, sacrifice, al-taha, obedience, al-...
Okay, we only asked you for six, Appa. MashaAllah, I thought you were going to get this one incorrect. I thought you had no idea of the principles. MashaAllah, Mali Saib, excellent.
Excellent, excellent.
I feel like giving a point, but anyway, we can't. MashaAllah, Husna.
But the answer was false. There were 10 principles, basic principles. Let's move on to question 3. In which year did Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Kandelvi perform his first Hajj for 2 marks?
In 1915.
Tops, MashaAllah. Sister, so just to tell you, so far you have 3 points. When you say some, the previous contestant had 4. Okay. So you're going to have to get this one correct to be in the competition. One of the two correct, okay?
Yeah.
Question 4. Where was Hizbatut Tahrir movement founded?
What?
Which place?
In, Hizbatut Tahrir was founded...
Al-Quds. Al-Quds, but sister, you said the answer a bit too late. You still have a chance to be in this competition, okay? You've got to answer the next question correctly for you to be in the quiz.
Yes, then you'll have sudden death if she gets that one correctly.
That'll be interesting, sister. You answer this one correctly, we're going to proceed to sudden death, okay?
Right, your final question, Husna, is multiple choice, A, B, or C. So the question is, which king did not allow anyone to carry Imam Hassan al-Banna's body to the grave? A, King Farid, B, King Ahmed, or C, King Farouk?
King Farouk.
MashaAllah, top sister, excellent. I was hoping you get it correctly. MashaAllah, it's 4 out of 6. Mali Saib, King Farouk. I like the way you say Farouk. Okay, Farouk. King Farouk. Mali Saib, some says King Farouk. MashaAllah, correct answer. So it's 4 out of 6, Mali Saib. Am I correct?
Yes, spot on, Mulana Kara. 4 out of 6. Both the contestants, they were both sitting on 15 points. Now we need to go for a sudden death.
We take a break. Husna Mullah, mashallah, well done to you and to Ammara Balua. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we post to the sudden death questions. Mashallah, congratulations to both of you. All right, Mali Saib, sir, we've made Mashwara. It's 80 minutes past 6 o'clock, and we've decided that what's going to happen is Saturday night, inshallah, we have another edition of the Thirdly Week. So we're not going to be having the sudden death question tonight. We're going to proceed, and inshallah, we'll have the finals on Saturday night, Mali Saib, sir. So the two contestants are still sitting on 19 points. Husna Mullah from Ehsan's Girls College, as well as Ammara Balua, Crescent Girls High School. We're going to be talking to them, inshallah, this coming Saturday night once again.
Yes, so tomorrow being an odd night, one of the big nights, so inshallah tomorrow won't be the quiz. And because I think instead of having a sudden death, Mulana Kara, we'll rather extend and ask them 5 more questions, and let's see who will walk away and will be decided the weekly winner.
We're giving away lovely prizes, lovely, lovely prizes, courtesy of Radio Islam International. We've got to make it worth it, Mali Saib. It's big, big prizes here. They have to work for it.
Definitely. So between Crescent Girls High School as
not
well as...
Not Crescent, brother.
Crescent and Ehsan Girls College, mashallah.
All right. Jazakallah. Husna, are you there, sister?
Yeah.
Jazakallah, well done to you. Inshallah, we talk to the contestant of your school on Saturday, as well as Ammara Bulawa. Jazakallah so much for the conquest. I mean... Contest.
Conquest. Are you buying cars here, Mulana Kara?
Jazakallah, and request a special du'as, okay, sisters?
Okay.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What do you say,
sir? Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah. So what you can expect next is that next is our drama episode, The Night of Layla. Thereafter, the documentary, The Awakening 100 Years Since the Fall of the Khilafah, produced by Hafiz Ibrahim Musa. And then we move on to the live Taraweeh from Masjid al-Salam in Masgrave. Qari Sufyan Taylor will be leading the Taraweeh Salah, followed by the tafsir of Hazrat Mulana Suleiman Mullah Sahib Damat Barakatuh. Surah Al-Kahf.
Yeah, just a friend sends a message here. My uncle Muhammad Dengo from Azadwal says, how are you, Hazrat? Now that you're so clued up about Malana Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, I think that you should go out cash in Jamaat after the Mubarak month of Ramadan.
MashaAllah.
Huh? Kya baat hai?
Cash.
Walayhi Sayyid Sahib, inshallah, after Ramadan, myself and you are going out. Jazakallah. Over to you.
To Azadwal.
Ji.